Have you committed to Virginia Tech?
Yes, I have.
Well, congratulations on making your decision.
Thank you very much.
About Virginia Tech, when did you kind of know that you were going to go ahead and commit to them?
Around Saturday afternoon. You know, I was just getting a feel, an understanding of everything that the whole program is about.
It was your first time in Blacksburg, so just tell me, what was your experience like? What were some of the things that really stood out to you about the campus and the school?
First off, the campus, just driving on there, one with the snow, it just looked beautiful as I was driving up. And it was when Coach Foster, he's my recruiting coach, he was just kind of explaining just all the things the program was about, just a little more in-depth, explaining like on some of the protocol, and it just got me all hyped and really wanted to go.
And I guess is that when you mentioned the protocol, just in terms of the football program and how they kind of operate?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And also meeting Coach Beamer, having a chance to talk with him, and just I had a lot of chance to spend some time with the offensive line, and just seeing how the players interact with each other off the field. I mean, it's kind of like joining a new family.
And so who was your host for the weekend?
Jimmy Martin.
Okay, and just talk about the relationships among the players, and I guess in particular the offensive line, and I guess some of the players that you spent the most time with.
I spent time with Jimmy Martin and pretty much the rest of the offensive line. And just when I had time to spend time, I got introduced, able to spend most of my free time with the offensive line, and just they treated me like family, just like a friend, like a fellow player, and I just felt really welcome, and I knew that this is where I wanted to go.
And talk a little bit about where you fit at. Before we had spoken about that you would like to gray shirt. Did they go in a little bit more depth with you in terms of if they're going to actually do that, or do you think you might actually enroll in the summer and I guess be a part of the 2005 class?
What has been happening is when we were all talking about that, gray shirting never came up. When Coach Foster was talking about this, he mentioned that Coach Beamer wanted to bring everyone in. He really didn't want a gray shirt, so red shirting would be my option. And I have no problem with that whatsoever.
And what are some of the things, I guess, that you really, during your redshirt year, assuming you do redshirt, what are some of the things that you really want to kind of improve upon and really focus on?
I want to improve my strength, obviously, strength and speed, trying to get better for that next level. I want to get, body mass and body proportion. I think I've got to try to cut the fat and gain that muscle and just get better skill-wise.
Just talk about your road kind of getting here and then becoming a part of, Virginia Tech. I guess when you started back in May, just kind of getting prepared for your senior season.
Right. Back in May, obviously coaches were allowed to come visit me, and I had a number of them out. And when Coach Foster came out to visit me, and I talked to him briefly for about 5-10 minutes. And he just quickly explained to me, gave me his card and questionnaires. And I filled that out. Over the summer, it was just the standard recruiting mail. And it didn't pick up again as much until the season started. And Coach Renner started saying, hey, Virginia Tech started to look more harder at you. And then come December, Coach Renner told me that they wanted to come up and see me, Coach Foster and Coach Steinspring, which also happened to the offensive and my recruiting coach and the offensive line coach, which also happened to be the offensive and defensive coordinators, which was really nice. And when they were there, Coach Renner had a I went through a usual workout for them so they could see what I do in the off season. And they could see how I prepare. And from seeing that and seeing my work, I think they were really impressed. And then they made that offer after some conversation, just some heart-to-heart kind of questions.
Did you give up basketball a couple years ago in order to focus on football?
Yes. What I see people at, when I kind of tell people about football, in my freshman year, I played football to get in shape for basketball because that's basketball at that time was my main sport. But then come my sophomore year, I was playing basketball to stay in shape for football because basketball program I really wasn't too crazy about the program. I don't want to kind of how do I say it? I don't want to kind of downplay our the coaching staff. I mean, I just it didn't fit for me.
Right.
And so I felt that the football program was at our high school was very well established, and it was a program that is definitely worth playing for. And I stayed with that and started working, and Coach Renner believed come my junior year that I had a lot of potential for that next level, and so he started kind of making extra workouts and more kind of drills for me to do for preparation for these types of things.
Now, was Virginia Tech a school, obviously thinking about the next level, were they always a school that you really followed, or was there any other particular school that you really followed kind of growing up?
Growing up, my father went to University of Virginia, which is kind of ironic now. I followed them as a kid. I really didn't follow college sports. I mean, that just wasn't my thing growing up. I mean, now obviously I'm paying a lot more attention. I followed Virginia Tech this season and to see how they fared, and they did very well this year.
And what's your dad's reaction about
it? We kind of joke about it. Says from where we live, there's a lot of, because we live in Northern Virginia, so there are a lot of Virginia and Virginia Tech fans. So it's easy to accept for him because he knows I'm going to a very good school. And when he went there, I mean, the only bad thing we found about Virginia Tech was just it's 4 hours away. We really couldn't find any negatives when we went there.
You signed obviously in February, but you know, the next 4 years, what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm looking forward to being the best I can be, playing my heart, playing with a 100% effort, and just kind of contributing what I can, and just making a difference.
And are they recruiting you as an offensive tackle?
From what I know, yes. I mean, just an offensive lineman, but more than likely an offensive tackle.
And talk about some of the recruits that were there this weekend, and did you get to meet anybody, I guess, that has either committed or that was on campus as well with yourself?
Yes, I met two players. One, his name was Antonio North from Stafford, and another was, his name was Dakota Walker. I think, I don't know where he went, but I know Tony North, he said he had already committed. Talked a little bit on Saturday, because we really didn't, his recruiting coach was we had the same recruiting coaches. He and I really never ran into each other that much. But like when we had a group meeting, he and I talked often because he's an offensive guard. And the funny thing was on Saturday morning when they were doing the introductions of just all the coaches and who was who, when Coach Foster was introducing the prospects that he was recruiting, Coach Beamer said he had a me and Tony had to stand up in front of everyone and kind of stand shoulder to shoulder. And Coach Beamer leaned over to Coach Steinsbring, the offensive line coach, and said, "Now, do you think these two would be good for next season?" Kind of just joking around.
Now, what was Coach Beamer like? Was this the first time you really got a good chance to speak with him?
All right. I got there early on Friday because I wanted to just take a look around the campus, see what it was like, what was in motion. And I checked in a little bit early. Just so I get the hotel and just kind of unwind before everything happened because it was a long car ride down. And luckily, Coach Beamer was in and he had some free time, so I had a chance to, me and my parents had a chance to talk with him. And just talk to him, he's a great man. He will be a great man to play for.
Was he pretty easy person to talk to?
Yes. His program and the program at high school are very similar in the expectations and the standards that they set, and so it would be a very easy transition for me.
And finally, were there any other schools since we last spoke that have came into the picture before, obviously, your visit to Virginia Tech?
UVA is starting to make an advance, but they really did not start recruiting hard until Virginia Tech made that offer, so I just knew what their goals were. They're probably not trying to downplay their University of Virginia, but it's just Virginia Tech had took that first chance and offered me, and I respect that, and I'm definitely now happy that I committed because of what I saw and what I experienced down there.